Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is the etiquette of inquiry. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, the one who has commanded us to embody an inquiring nature in his manifest book. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, our Prophet, Sayyiduna Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. And may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd. To continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ لَحُسْنَ مَآبٍ. And indeed, for the righteous, there is a good place of return. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O believers. Indeed, the art of asking a good question is considered to be half of the process of acquiring knowledge. It has been narrated that Ibn Abbas was once asked, how did you attain to such knowledge? He responded by saying, by having a tongue given to inquire and a heart that is present. In similar manner, whoever reads the Quran and looks at the guidance of the Prophet, his Sunnah, will find that in both of them there are answers to numerous questions, which points to the importance of questions. An example of this would be the verse wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا أُحِلَّ لَهُمْ قُلْ أُحِلَّ لَكُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Allah says, they ask you, يَسْأَلُونَكَ, they ask you, O Muhammad, what is it that has been made halal for them? Say unto them that lawful for you are all pure foods or good foods. In this Quranic verse, we see that the Quran literally is picking up from the theme that the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would ask him questions, ask him about that which is halal. In similar manner, we find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his seerah, in his life, would ask the angel Jibra'il alayhi salam about many issues, and Jibra'il would answer and respond to them. And so we find that the nature of questioning with the spirit of inquiry, with the etiquette of inquiry, is part and parcel of the importance of knowledge. And hence, we look upon the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we find that the companions who are around him would pose a variety of questions. And this was because of their love for knowledge and their avidness to gain that knowledge. They knew how to ask. They knew about what to ask. They knew when to ask, and they knew for what purpose they should ask. And this was a pointer to their wisdom. From the wisdom of the companions, the Sahaba, was that their questions would inevitably be concise and precise, consisting of few words, but being rich in meaning. An example of this would be when one of them once asked the Messenger of Allah, inform me of that which will draw me nearer to paradise and take me away from hellfire. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before answering his question, showed a sense of wonder at the question itself, and then looked at the companions, saying, "Laqad wuffiqa," saying that this person who asked the question has been guided well. And only after pointing that out did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then answer the question, saying that the way by which one draws nearer to paradise and the way in which he's drawing away from hellfire is that he ta'budu Allah La tushriku bihi shay'a, is that he worships Allah, that you should worship Allah and associate none with him. Wa tuqimu as-salah, and that you establish the prayer. Wa tu'ti az-zakah, and that you pay the charity. Wa tasilu ar-rahm, and that you join between the rahmi, the connections of the wombs, which is basically your relatives. And so we find that before the Prophet ﷺ answered the question, he alluded to the importance of the question itself. And so we see this in the life of all the Sahabas, in that they would ask about things that would inevitably lead them closer to Allah. They only had one concern, which was to draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so they wouldn't waste their time asking about questions that would lead to irrelevant answers. It is narrated once again on the authority of Ibn Abbas, wherein he himself says, I've never seen a better people than the companions of the Messenger of Allah, for they would only ask about that which would benefit them. We see similar narrations coming from Aisha radiallahu anha, the mother of the believers, in that it is said that she would never hear about something of importance that would draw her near to Allah, except that she would hope to acquire its knowledge, and hence she would ask about it and come to know about it. Similarly, we see narrations of Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiyallahu anhu, the person who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said was the faqih, the scholar of this ummah. About him, we find that he would often take advantage. Once he was on a journey with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it was Sayyidina Mu'adh and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in an intimate moment of closeness. And that's when he would ask, taking advantage of the opportunities and asking about what it is that would draw him nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once somebody came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked about the last day. Nowadays we have a lot of obsessions, and we had them in the past too, about the signs of the end of time and the last day. But here we find in the response of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the more important response underlying these questions. And he said, وَمَاذَا أَعْدَدْتَ لَهَا, what did you prepare for it? Instead of focusing on when the last hour would be, the more relevant question is, what have you done so that you're prepared for whenever it does occur? For this reason, brothers and sisters, let us focus on what is of benefit to us. Let us focus on what is of benefit to us in our knowledge, in our lives, and in our questions. Let us not waste our time. Let us not waste our himma, our spiritual ambition, in that which is of no benefit to us in this life and the next. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless those who are students with the ability to ask the right questions to gain the right knowledge. Similarly, those who are in occupations where their skills are being put to use, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them a knowledge and a spirit of inquiry to better perfect themselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless parents in the ability to inculcate in their children this contemplative faculty of inquiry. And likewise, may the parents themselves engage in this spirit so that they can model this to their children in the best of ways. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our gatherings one of knowledge. May He make our gatherings one in which there is benefit, so that when we leave, we are of those who benefited through the gathering for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless us with the spirit of inquiry, a correct understanding of what it is to be, and grant us based on that goodly character. I say this, and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.